Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk competitive cheerleading, and we're visiting with Sherrard Senior, Hannah Doctorman, and the cheer sectionals taking place. So give us an update, Hannah Doctorman. What's going on this weekend, and are the Tigers ready?
All right, so this weekend we are going to sectionals at Belvedere High School. We are ready. We've been practicing all year. We're so excited, and we're going to go and do the best we can.
So tell us how it works for those people that don't understand competitive cheerleading, what goes on, and how do you perform, how are you judged, just give us the setup.
Yeah, so usually we have a 2.5 minute routine for at least high school competitive, and in the routine you have to have a cheer, you've got to have baskets, pyramid, some sort of elite stunt, got tumbling, and you have a dance, and so you can rearrange that however you want. You can customize the stunts however you want, but you're judged on how tight you are, your formation, how you execute your stunt, tumbling difficulty, and they kind of total it all up and get your score and place you.
Yeah, and that's a lot of pressure when you're talking about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. There's kind of a narrow margin of error, right? There's a lot of pressure with this thing.
Yeah, you've got to give it all you got, lay everything on the floor. Any mistake, they'll probably see, so you got to be careful, and it's a lot of pressure, yeah.
So how does the season work for you in terms of getting prepared for the sectional this weekend? Do you go, you know, participate and compete in some other events leading up to this? How does that work?
Yeah, so far we've only had one competition. We were supposed to have one last weekend, but we had a couple girls out due to injury and some other reasons. So usually we would have a couple more competitions to prepare, but I think we're still ready. We have a few morning practices every week. We've got, I think, two every week, maybe three, where we'll just warm up everything, do some full out. Depending on how close we are to competitions, we'll do other things. But, yep, we'll have tons of practice and have a couple competitions leading up.
Now how many kids then are on the mat when you're performing? Is that limited to a certain number, or how many do the Tigers utilize, I guess?
So I think currently we have 12 on the mat. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I think we have 12 on the mat. It depends on what bracket you're in. So there's small, medium, and large varsity, and then there's co-ed. So we are small varsity just because of how many girls we have. But, yep, I think we have 12 on the mat.
All right, so in addition to competitive cheerleading, you've done that for 4 years. Well, you know, I think most of the season was wiped out last year with the pandemic. You're also involved with the drama department, and I think you've had fall and winter plays already and gearing up for the spring musical. So what about your love of performance arts? Where did that originate from?
I don't know. I started in drama at this school in, I think, first grade. They needed some little kids, and I think my first one was Sound of Music. So we just decided to go for it, and I just fell in love. I love, you know, pretending to be someone else on stage, and it's just so fun.
Do you ever get over stage fright, or do you have any fears in regards to that? I'm assuming you can kind of maybe draw some comparisons to what you do with competitive cheerleading when you kind of put yourself out there.
Yeah, I definitely do get stage fright. I'm kind of an anxious person, so I definitely do get stage fright, but it really helps when I'm pretending to be someone else. So for that however long, 2 hours, I'm someone else, and so I don't have to have the pressure of being myself, and that kind of helps getting over stage fright. Is just, I'm not even being myself. I'm being the character that I'm playing.
All right, so you were telling me off the air that they've decided for the musical this spring, and it's the Walking Dead mutant musical. No, this is a Walking Dead nerd that you're talking to, but it's not the Walking Dead musical, but you are doing a musical involving zombies. So explain yourself.
Yeah, so the musical that we're doing this year is called Zombie Prom, and basically there's this good girl named Toffee and a bad boy named Johnny, without an H, that's very important, and they fall in love at first sight, but Toffee's parents don't want them to be together, so they have to break up, and Johnny commits suicide in a nuclear plant and comes back as a zombie, And so the whole musical is based on their very strict principal, Mrs. Strict, saying, no, Johnny cannot come back to school, and they have to kind of navigate through that, and eventually through some secrets being revealed, Johnny can come back to school, and they have a big happy zombie prom.
All right, we'll look for that this spring. But first up, Hannah Doctorman has to get on the mat up in Belvedere this weekend. The IHSA Competitive Cheerleading Sectional is taking place. Hannah, thanks for chatting with us, and good luck with the competitive cheer season. And we'll see you on the stage in the spring. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.